I'm Allison Kaskowski, otherwise known as the Allison K. I'm a fitness innovator and entrepreneur turned business mentor and retreat master. A client experience is more than just making the sale or the transaction. A client experience is about how it's put together so that clients can receive amazing real transformation. Here you'll hear all about how the industry leaders are creating amazing experiences. I'm always going to give it to you straight because I know your time is valuable. Are you ready? Let's get into the show.
Hey, everybody, it's Allison Kaskowski. Thanks so much for joining me today for another edition of Creating the World's Best Client Experiences. This is the business edition of our very successful Tuesday flagship show, The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. And as you know, we always like to refer the client experience from one of two angles on this show. Always by enhancing customer value, massively enhancing customer value, but also highlighting real transformation. Now, last week, I talked a little bit about collaborations and what I think are the big do's and don'ts of how to do it. And I have to be honest, the longer that I'm in business, and I'm pretty close to 30 years now as an entrepreneur, I really think there is still a big gaping hole in the industry now about how to do this well, which leads me to what I'm going to talk about today, which is what I consider to be the right way to really network, especially if you're at an in-person event or you're at a retreat or you're somewhere where you're basically talking about what you do. And look, let me just be honest here. If you're an entrepreneur or business owner, you're always either A, selling yourself, whether you realize it or not, and B, you're always sharing what you do, even if you don't realize it, right? So before I go any further, I just want to emphasize that really what I'm talking about today dovetails really well with last week's episode. So if you haven't had a chance yet to listen to that one, I would really recommend that you do that. I'm probably going to keep this episode a little on the shorter side. Last week, I probably went just a little bit long from what I normally do, but you can basically listen to last week and this week together and really get a crash course in how to build relationships with other people. Because if you're a business owner, you can never know too many people, okay? You can never know too many. And you can never have too many people in your corner to help support you, okay? So I just want to be very transparent about that. So, and the reason why I think this ties in really well with how to do a client experience and what makes a client experience different, okay? And whether it's in your business or whether you are a client in someone else's experience, okay? What we have to stop and think about is it's not just when you make the sale or when you join a program. Your experience as a client begins when you're in somebody's pipeline. This is why collaborations and networking, to me, should be considered part of the client experience. Because as a business owner, these are things you should be doing regularly to engage with people. And every time somebody has an interaction with you, that's an experience with you, whether they're paying you or not. Okay. And as a business owner, it's something that can really take you very, very far. So this is a skill set that we do very well here. It's something that I help my clients with all the time, doing reach outs and having conversations with people online. I really think that that is really missing in today's world. There's a lot of people wanting to get lots of attention. There's a lot of flashiness going on. Look at me. Look at what I'm doing. I made $1 million selling this course. Yeah, I saw that the other day on social media. Or buy my course and you can sell out your retreat in a day or some BS like that. There's so much that's out there right now that is just like really clamoring for attention that it really, I think, in my view, really helps you stand out and really give you a lot more attention when you do it right. You really position yourself as somebody not only who is really good at what they do and who's very polished and professional, but it really separates you from the millions of people out there that really don't know what the hell they're doing, if I'm really being honest. So today I'm going to talk about, you know, 6 to 7 little tips about how to network. I go to a lot of live events. This year alone, I think I've been to 3 live events. I've been to 2 retreats. We've actually done 4 retreats here in our business. I'm actually heading to another retreat to teach with a colleague in Slovenia in September. That retreat's going to be about building recurring revenue in your business. So if you're hearing this and that interests you, at the time I'm recording this, there is 1 more room left. So I would really encourage you to reach out to me if you would like information on that. And then, of course, we have a retreat coming up in October in Italy. And I'm actually working on something else for the end of the year, specifically for retreat professionals. This is something that I'm going to be offering with my group coaching program, the Retreat Ready Roadmap. I'm going to be recording another episode about that, probably coming up later this month or in early August. So keep your ears peeled for all of that. But the reason that I think networking really needs to be talked about is it's sort of like what I said last week about collaborations and building relationships and establishing partnerships. There's just a lot of people that don't know how to do it. And on top of that, they might know how to do it, but they really suck at it. Okay. And so what I want you to always be thinking about is when you're in a room of people and you're talking with people, or, you know, it's kind of one of those, what I like to call speed dating for business. It's sort of like the old Chamber of Commerce networking events that happened back in the 80s and the 90s and, you know, right around 2002, 2003, 2004. I remember when I owned my first brick and mortar studio, I traded out a membership with the head of the Chamber of Commerce in Raleigh. And he was he was a client of mine for a little while, but he really just wanted a place to go. And at the time, I was really still building a part of my network. And so I really thought that it sounded like a genius idea that I could really build a relationship with this guy. I could get to know a lot of the people at the chamber who were very involved in business in downtown Raleigh, which is where I was. And so I jumped all over it. And what I learned going to a lot of those events is back then is that it's a lot like speed dating. It's like the old business after hours where you go to a room of people and you have 5 minutes maybe to talk to somebody and here's my card. And yeah, let's schedule a call. Let's go to lunch. Who can I refer to you? That kind of thing. And I don't want to say it's pushy because I know that everything is done very quickly today. But that's sort of how it feels, right, when it's done to you. And I just remember getting home from these events and having a pocket full of business cards. I'd pull out 7 or 8 cards from my pocketbook and I'd be like, who the hell are these people, right? It's like I only had a brief conversation with some of these people. And now I was faced with the task of having to reach out to them and sort of start the relationship building process. Now, to be fair, some of those people really worked out as very good networking partners for me. They were very good to send business to me. And in return, I always tried to send business to them. So in some cases, it actually worked out. But in other cases, it was a complete waste of time. So I really think that there are ways to do networking that are very effective. And there are ways that are just not. And there are ways that literally you feel like a used car salesman and you're just waiting for somebody to say yes to you, right? And if you're listening, and you've been in business that long, you probably remember when networking events were like that. Now, it's 2025, and there are lots of networking events in person still going on today that still do that very same thing. I really just try to stay away from those events because to me, it's just not helpful. And I don't want to call it a complete waste of time because I think anytime you're somewhere where you can meet people and talk to people, it's usually not a waste of time. But on the other hand, it's really just not productive for me, for what I do, for what we do here, and the kind of audience that I continue to build here at CU Fitness and the Allison K Agency. So what I want to share with you, these are just sort of things that I've learned along the way. These are strategies that I've learned going to live events, being participants in other people's retreats, being part of people's online summits, being part of, you know, in-person and virtual networking events. Obviously, I think if you're anything like me, you tend to be a little critical sometimes. And it's just the teacher in me because when I notice something isn't right or something I think isn't done well, I want to be part of the solution to fix it, right? And I think like that because I remember back the way that I was when I started and how many people were very quick to point things out to me and try to help me. And it was very helpful for me at the time. And I don't know necessarily that I feel an obligation to do that back, but I do believe in paying it forward. And I do believe if you have an opportunity and to contribute and to make something better, that you should take it upon yourself to do that. And that's one of the reasons why I do these solo episodes on this show where I can share with you these insights, these things that I've learned, you know, and sometimes it's really about what not to do than it is about what to do. So I don't think that any of us are so smart that we can't learn something new. So I really hope that what I share with you today about networking can be really, really helpful. So, number one And I sort of alluded to this last week when I talked about collaborations and partnerships and how to do it, you know, the do's and don'ts. Always ask about transformation and not transactions, okay? So let me explain what I mean by that. Instead of saying to somebody, what do you do? What you may want to say is, tell me the biggest thing you've learned in your business this year. Or something like, what's the biggest shift you've made in your business this year? How have you been able to tell me about a big change that you made this year in your business? You know, something else that people always ask me, and it really never occurred to me until this year when I was at the Real Coaches Summit, which is an event I go to every year. It's in Vegas in the spring. If you want information on that, as soon as I have the registration link, I'll be sharing that far and wide. That's by far one of the best events I go to all year for coaches. It is mostly for health, fitness, and wellness and service-based coaches. There's some retreat leaders that go to this, but since my background is health and fitness, it's a way for me to stay connected to my roots. And there are just a lot of really amazing people that go to this event. The guy that puts it on has become a very good friend of mine. He lives out in California. His name is Aram Grigorian. And he really has put together an amazing event where you can learn new skills to kind of, you know, stay at the top of your game as a coach. But I love the skills that I learn every year. I always go to a couple of talks where I learn something new. But here's the thing. I go because it gives me opportunities to interact with people. It gives me opportunities to have conversations and talk with people. And why do I do that? Because relationship building is important to me. I mean, relationships, you know, are a large reason why I've been so successful in business all these years. So when I think about this first tip that I'm offering you, okay, every time I go to one of these events, I usually say, you know, when I meet somebody, tell me what you do. You know, I mean, I think that's just a natural thing to ask somebody, but I probably had 3 people ask me that this year, like, tell me the biggest change you made in your business. And I thought, that's a really cool thing to ask somebody. So I've started doing that a lot when I have connect calls with new coaches. I always say to you right here, if you ever want to hop on a call with me and just chat, I do this with all my podcast guests. You get my calendar link and we get to schedule a chat just to talk about how we can help each other, because that's really what it's about. But when you ask somebody something like that, when you say, what's the biggest shift you made in your business? You know, what brought you to this event? You know, what's the biggest change you've made this year that's made the big difference? I think all of us like to talk about what we do, right? I think all of us like to talk about, you know, what we've learned and how we've been able to make that, you know, create success from that. But I have to tell you, when you're asked that by somebody else, not only does it really force you to think about it, but you're really like, sometimes I'm really surprised what I come up with. I'm like, wow, I don't really know where that came from. And it's not that I'm not intentional about what I'm going to say, but it's just not a question that you're really expecting. So my question to you listening is, the next time you go to a networking event, try that out with someone that you meet. You might be really surprised at the response that you get. And you might just find out that the person that you're talking with could become a really good partner for you and your business, okay? Now, I have sort of learned this year by asking that question that not only do I walk away with a new brand new contact that I can reach out to when I get home, but it also just, again, it's a gesture of goodwill that allows you to put that out into the universe. And I really believe the more you do that, the more you're going to get back, okay? So that's my tip number one. Always ask about transformation, not just about transactions, okay? Act like you're interested in people, right? Genuinely interested, like you really want to know what they've learned. I learn so much when people tell me, you know what? I really screwed this up and this is what I learned from that. I get more out of that than somebody telling me how about their 6-figure month, if I'm being honest, okay? All right. So tip number 2, share your struggles, not just your successes. I basically just said that. But the old networking playbook really has been about the highlight reels and about, you know, let me tell you about my 6-figure month. Let me tell you about the best year I've ever had in my business. Let me tell you about how I sold out my launch in 24 hours. I mean, it just insert vomit emoji here. Okay. It just makes me just want to walk away. I'm just not interested in that, right? I want to hear about what you've learned. I want to hear about, you know, what did you learn about yourself? What did you learn? What happened in your business, right? That made you learn something new, right? I think we learn as much about that, and we learn, and those things we can apply in our own businesses, than I learned from watching, you know, and reading about how somebody made six figures selling a class, okay, personally. So authenticity today is what really wins, okay? So when you talk about a real challenge that you've had, it invites a deeper level of conversation, right? Somebody may ask you a question like, wow, I didn't realize that. So tell me, what did you do? And you kind of, the more you talk about it, okay, not only does it become more clear to you, but you actually might get new ideas from that, right? It's kind of like what you focus on grows. So, and it also shows that you're a human being and you're not just a robot or a machine, right? And I really think in today's business world, that means a hell of a lot. Okay. All right. So tip number three, follow the energy, not the agenda. Okay. Let me say that again. Follow the energy, not the agenda. In other words, stop working the room to see what kind of records you can set and how many business cards and phone numbers and email addresses you can get. Okay. Just stop. It's not 1995 anymore. And that kind of shit, quite frankly, just does not work long term. It might work if you're trying to hit a numbers goal, but when did that ever help you move you forward in your business as far as building real relationships? It doesn't. It might work in the short term, but it won't work in the long term, okay? When you find somebody you genuinely connect with, stay in that conversation longer. I can remember this spring when I got to Vegas for the Real Coaches Summit, and my friend Aram always does like a welcome reception. I wouldn't really call it a reception. It's more like a cocktail hour. And he's got some heavy hors d'oeuvres on tables. And people are just milling around as we pick up our, you know, check-in materials and everybody, you know, especially there are a lot of people that I see at this event that I really don't see throughout the year. So there's a lot of, hey, how's it going? I'm so glad you're here, you know. And I remember when I went outside the room to pick up my booklet and to kind of check in, and I was talking to someone I knew at the registration table, and he was talking to two girls that I had never seen before. I mean, I think they were first-time attendees. And Andrew turned to me and said, oh, hey, Allison, I'm so glad you're here. I want you to meet my two friends. And he introduced me. And these were brand new. These were like, and they sort of had that look about them like deer in the headlights. And so we started talking. Of course, I introduced myself. I said, you know, what brings you here? You know, what are you hoping to learn? When I asked that question, I got a really long answer from both of them, which is totally fine because I'd never met them before. And then my next question was, okay, well, tell me more about what you do. Because again, people like to talk about what they do. And so before I knew it, we had stayed out in the hallway talking for close to 20 minutes. But at the end of the conversation, one of the gals said to me, thank you so much for spending time talking to me. I really don't feel like an outsider anymore. And I'm not saying that to pump myself up or to, you know, pat myself on the back or anything like that. But I cannot reinforce enough how important it is that you show up to these things and act like a real human and act like you're really interested in people. And when you do that, the energy always follows you, right? And I probably the next day had one of the girls that I was talking to brought two other people over to me to introduce me to. And that led to more conversations. And one of those ladies became a client. So you just never really know how meaningful it is when you take time to really connect and you act interested in people. Okay. And when you're at an in-person event, the energy is just different. It's different than being online. It's different than sending emails and Facebook message threads and all of that. Take the time to do that. Okay. And at the end of this episode, I'm going to give you a couple of tips as to how I approach anything in person and how I always walk away with at least four or five contacts, at least four or five opportunities to follow up with people, at least, depending, sometimes it's more. And 9 times out of 10, some of those connections lead to business for me. And that's not why I do it, obviously. I mean, obviously it's great that I get to work with these people and I get to help them. But what's more important to me is that I get to build a relationship with them because that's how it works. That's how you build a business that's sustainable for the future. Okay. So follow the energy, not the agenda. Okay. When you connect with somebody on a meaningful level, stay in the conversation. Resist the temptation to look at your phone, to look at your watch, to, you know, when your brain tells you you've been talking to someone for too long, you know, look, I get it. Sometimes timing does matter, right? But if you're in a really good conversation with someone, stay there. OK, okay? Because I promise it pays off. It pays off in more ways than you can imagine. So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Cellevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled cellevate.com, which is cellev8.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this. All right, tip number four, ask for advice, not for sales. Okay, I cannot stress this enough. This is so important because not only does it position you as coming from a place of service, but it positions you as a giver and a helper. And that is so important in any business that you're in, okay? So sometimes, and let me just explain what I mean by this statement. Sometimes when you're talking to somebody and you say something like, you know, I'm working on such and such in my business, whatever it is. I'm opening up a new program. I'm getting ready to launch a new retreat. I'm launching a podcast. I'm writing a book, whatever your challenge is. And you say something like, what I'm running into is this, and maybe you explain a little bit about what the problem is. Something like, you know, I feel like I'm kind of maxing out on my circle and I'm really wanting to build new connections. I mean, how do you handle that in your business? Okay. So you see what I did there. Basically, I'm talking about my own problem, right? But I'm positioning it as a question to, you know, to somebody else for them to share with me what they know. Right? So immediately and secondarily, okay, I'm positioning them as an expert, as somebody that I'm looking to for advice. This goes a long way in the business world because it's sort of like, you know, it's sort of like an old mentor of mine used to say when I worked in the health club industry, you know, if you want something sorted out, okay, especially if you already know the answer, but maybe you're just curious what someone will tell you, go to them and say, you know what? I'm really struggling with this. Please help me understand what the solution is. Right? A mentor of mine told me that a long time ago because I ran a chain of health clubs and you know, we had a lot of employees, some employee turnover. Depending on the time of year, it was heavier than other times of the year, which really isn't atypical for the health club industry. But there were certain things I was really trying to work with the staff on, notably like customer service skills, being able to engage with people, being able to follow up with people, all that kind of stuff. And so one of the things that I always use with my staff when I felt like they knew the answer, but maybe they just really didn't want me to say, what's the problem here? I would go to them and say, you know what? Can you help me understand why this is happening? Right? It just changes the energy, right? So when you talk to somebody, especially when you're meeting somebody for the first time at an in-person event or retreat or wherever, you know, ask for advice, not for the sale. Right. And when you do that, you position yourself as a giver, as somebody who's truly interested in service. And the sale comes as a byproduct of that. Right. And what happens today at these events is people lead with the sale. They lead with, well, my program is about this. Well, I'm starting my next challenge next week. Well, my retreat closes next month. And it's kind of like, you're kind of like, okay. Right. I sit there when someone tells me that, I just kind of brush it off because I know what they're doing. But at the same time, I'm usually one to say, wow, so I'm curious, what are you doing to sell your retreat right now? It's like I want them to talk about what they're doing, but I want to get off the whole sales angle, right? So ask for advice, not for sales. People love being asked for their expertise, okay? And you can take that one to the bank because I know that to be true, okay? All right, next tip. Tip number 5, create micro commitments. Let me explain what I mean by that, okay? And in other words, end a conversation with someone with something specific, something like, you know what? I'd love for us to continue this conversation. Why don't we hop on a call when we get back? How does that sound to you? Okay, now that might sound a little on the forward side, but what's the worst thing that can happen? They'll say, yeah, well, I don't know about that or whatever. And then, you know, you can decide how much you want to pursue that. You know, the last thing you want to do is keep pushing, you know, until you get a yes. Because sometimes I think when that happens, people say yes just to shut you up, right? So if you do this right, most of the time you end up with having really good conversations when you get back home, okay? When I went to Vegas this spring, I think I left with 8 connections, really good connections of people that not only that I could help, but people that I felt like I could partner with at some point. And those people can become your best advertisement if you treat it right, right? And so every one of those people I got on a connect call with, and we talked about, tell me about what you do. What are you looking for right now? How can I help? That's usually one of those 3 questions is one of my first questions I ask somebody brand new. And in a couple of those cases, you know, they became clients of mine. But in other cases, they just simply needed to talk something out. And so I was happy just to be a sounding board, right? But what I've done is I've created goodwill and building a relationship. And I know that when I need something, when the time comes and I need something, that person is probably more likely to respond than they are to just simply a pitch slap, if you will, in the DMs, right? So create micro commitments and meaningful conversations with something specific, something like, I'd love for us to hop on a call when I get home. Or, you know, who are you looking for me to introduce you to? You know, and that's another way that you can ask for a micro commitment. So you can say, can I introduce you to Janie here? Can I introduce you to another friend of mine who's also here, right? Or you can say, you know, if they're talking about a specific problem, you can say, you know what? I would love to connect you with my friend Ashley at home. She's actually going through the same challenge. How does that sound to you? Would you mind if I got your information and connected you? Most of the time, people are thrilled because you're taking the time to help them knowing that there's really nothing in it for you. And this requires a little bit of thought and a little bit of intention, but it really pays off in the long run, okay? And then my last tip, and then I'm going to give you kind of my summary because, you know, last week I talked about my rule of 3. And I'm going to talk about, you know, kind of 3 little tips about how I approach, you know, networking myself, like intentions that I set for myself, and it works every single time. And it's because I think it through beforehand. And I think that's really half the battle is having a plan before you go into the room, right? All right. My last tip is be the connector, not the collector. Okay. Be the connector, not the collector. What does that mean? Make a point to introduce people to each other. Okay. It's like my friend Andrew did when I got to Vegas and introducing me to the 2 gals that I got to meet that I saw repeatedly throughout the event, that I got on calls with both of them when I got home. Okay. And so now we follow each other on social, you know, she'll reach out every once in a while and just say hello. And it's great because you can never know too many people, right? But be the connector, not the collector. Introduce people to each other. When you become known as somebody who creates value up front, people remember you for that. Okay. They remember you for that. They want to help you. They see you doing something really cool and they want to help you share it. Okay. And they want to stay connected to you. And that's really what it's all about, right? So be the connector, not the collector. All right. So let me go back through and just summarize these. And I'm going to give you my 3 quick tips before I sign off. Ask about transformation, not transactions. That's asking questions like, instead of saying something generic like, what do you do? Say something instead like, what's the biggest shift you've made this year? Wow, tell me something that you've learned this year in your business. What's the biggest challenge you face? Something like that. Get creative, okay? Share your struggles, not just your successes. Remember, people learn more from this than they do from successes, right? Because I think we learn more about what not to do. And, you know, at some point, we've got to learn what to do. but learning what not to do is just as helpful, if not more. Okay? Follow the energy, not the agenda. Don't work the room like you're collecting cards and email addresses. Okay? Don't do it. Okay? Follow the energy. When you find someone that you really connect with, stay in the conversation. Make it meaningful. Okay? Ask for advice, not for sales. This is a really smart strategy to do. I'm curious how you handle this. I've really run into this problem a lot in my business, and I'm curious to have you run into the same problem. And what do you find really works? Right? People love to be asked for their expertise. Create micro commitments, make a point to follow up, have some kind of plan in mind, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit more in a minute, and be the connector, not the collector. Make a point to try to connect people. It not only makes you look good, but it gives them a win too, right? So it's a double whammy. So let me just summarize and give you my three, the way I approach an in-person event. What I always do before I go to any in-person event or retreat is, number one, I try to familiarize myself with actually what's going to be happening at the event. So sometimes if there's an event page, if there's a speakers list, if I go to a retreat, I'm usually fairly familiar with the host and what she's going to do, or I usually don't say yes to retreats I don't know anything about. But I make a point to try to friend people that I know are going and try to connect with them, okay? This happened to me back in May before I attended my colleague Erin Haig's retreat in France, that I recorded an episode about that not long after I got home and talked about what an amazing experience it was. And this is why I'm teaching at her event in Slovenia in September. So if you want to know how to join us there, feel free to reach out. You can find my link in the show notes, or you can find me on any of my socials. But one of the things that I was really impressed with that happened before that retreat, before I even got there, okay, was one of the attendees reached out to me and said, "Hey, I see you're doing a retreat coming up in May in the Keys. I have a client who lives in the Keys. I would love to connect you." And I was just like, this is amazing, because this is exactly what I do. But I was the last person to sign up for that retreat. I took the last spot. And so the other thing that this gal did is that she put her calendar link in the message thread and said, "I'd love to just hop on a call and learn about you." And I was like, this is amazing. This is exactly how I approach a potential collaboration or partnership, right? So we hopped on a call, we chatted for a little bit, and I felt like I already knew her by the time we got to France, right? So big shout out to Dora Rankin for that, if you're listening. Dora is a genius when it comes to sales. She's got a great book out there called The Heart Sell. If you haven't read it yet, you really need to do that if you're trying to build and grow a business. And if you're listening to this episode or this podcast in general, you're likely a business owner, okay? But that's one of the things that I always do too, is my point. Before I go to any retreat or event, is I try to friend people that I know are going to be there. I try to, you know, look up the page, familiarize myself with what's going to happen. And I really set an intention of who would I like to meet and get to know. Okay. And sometimes it's a number of people, and sometimes something will jump out to me about who's speaking. So like, for example, at Erin's retreat, I made a point to make sure I was friends with everybody on social media before I got there. And I made a point, there were 12 ladies, I was the 12th one. But of all the 11 ladies that were going to be there, I made a point, I told myself, I said, I'm going to make sure that I really genuinely connect with each of these wonderful women that are going to be at this event. And I want to learn as much as I can about them, because hopefully there's a way that we can help each other. That's always what I'm thinking. But I do that for every event that I go to, whether it's a networking social here in town, or whether it's a live event out of town, or it's a retreat or something else. You know, I try to make a point to familiarize myself with the event and who's going to be there. Now, if I don't know who's going to be there, then what I usually do, depending on how long it is if it's a two-day event, I usually make a point to say, I'm going to connect with 5 people a day. That's one of the things that I teach, is I teach my clients to do 5 reach-outs a day, minimum. And so if I'm going to go to these events and talk to people, I need to be practicing what I'm preaching. But those 5 people are people that I don't know. And so I make a point to try to, and sometimes it starts with getting an introduction from someone that I know, but I make a point every day to do that with 5 people. So like when I went to Vegas, I talked to 5 people at check-in, I talked to 5 people the next day, and 5 people the next day. These were all people that I didn't know. And that was on top of people that I already knew that were going to be at the event. See, the more you go to these things, you start seeing a lot of the same faces, depending on the industry that you're in, okay? So that's one thing that I always do before going to any retreat or live event, okay? The second thing that I do is that I make a point to sort of decide in my mind about, you know, what types of questions am I going to ask when I meet new people? And this goes back to one of the tips that I shared. So one of the things that I've learned this year to ask is, what's the biggest shift you've made in your business this year? I'd love to learn more about that. Tell me more about that. And once you get people talking, it's a lot like a sales conversation. The conversation just kind of follows itself, right? And then all we do is we ask the next question and we just lead the conversation. It's very, very easy, because then sales become kind of a natural byproduct of that, or at the very least, an opportunity to connect and talk further, right? So that's another thing that I do. And then the last thing that I do before I leave is I make sure I have contact information from those people if they're willing to share it with me. Most people are, if you're going to get into a conversation with them. And then when I get back, and this is a bonus tip, when I get back, I send an email and or a video message or a voice message. You can do that if you have an iPhone. You can do it in Facebook Messenger. You can do it on Instagram direct message, right? I send a voice memo and I say, hey, Susie, it was great to talk with you in Vegas last week. Love learning about your business. I would love for us to continue the conversation. Would you be willing and up for a coffee chat or a connect call? Okay. There's nothing salesy about that. Most people really appreciate that. Okay. But here's the thing, and this is the last thing I'll say, is that when you go to any event or retreat or any in-person function, have an intention before you get there that you are going to meet people that are going to help you, that you are going to meet people that are going to help you move the needle in your business. And it's not just about making the sale. It's about talking to people, investing in people, showing that you're interested, showing that you're a real human, and following up and connecting, okay? It really is that simple. And I get it what I'm thinking is that a lot of you listening are probably thinking that you're doing all of these things, but I really want to challenge you on that. Are you really following up with people? And are you being conversational about it rather than transactional about it, right? There's a big difference. So make sure that you treat these connections like gold, because they can be gold, not just for you personally, but for your business too. And that goes a long way with how you conduct yourself in the business world, okay? And regardless of what you do for a living, regardless of what your business is about, you know, we're in business to serve and help people, number one. But we also want to help people get transformation, and we want people to get results. And we do that by showing that we care, right? And we do that when we invest in people. So take this as your challenge. Whatever you're listening to this, if it's summer, if you're not listening to this until the fall of 2025, or maybe it's later, you know, whenever you listen to this, I really want you to take stock of that. I want you to really think about, what am I doing that's really going to help me move my business forward when it comes to in-person networking? Because there's a right and a wrong way to do it. And when you learn the right way to do it, the way that works for you, the way that starts to pay off for you, it's worth its weight in gold. Okay. So that's what I got for you this week, folks. 7 light and easy tips, if you will, about networking at in-person events and retreats or anything else that you do in person in your business. I hope that this was helpful for you. And again, let me just shamelessly plug last week's episode again, the do's and don'ts of how to do collaborations. Please go back and listen to that if you have not already. If you feel like what you heard today was helpful and you'd like to share it with people that you know, please feel free to do that. I also really welcome a review. If you're feeling inclined to review us, please feel free to screenshot your review and send it to us. We will send you a small gift as a token of our appreciation. I know that your time is valuable, and we really appreciate every single one of you. So that's what I got for you this week on the podcast, folks, creating the world's best client experiences. And I will see you next time. Bye.